as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit is in you. Amen. And so the Apostle Paul is talking to the church of Corinth, and he tells them, say, what? No, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of who? Of God, and you are not your what? Own. You have it of God, and you are not your own. But then in verse 20, he say, for you are bought with a what? Price. Therefore, since you are bought with a price, you need to glorify God in your body and in your what? Spirit, which are what? God's. Amen? Amen. I want to talk to you from the topic tonight. Respect the will of the owner of the building. Respect the will of the owner of the building. What is the building? Your body. The owner of the building is who? Is God. We ought to respect his will. You don't go in nobody's building doing what you want to do. Amen. Amen. They're the landlord. Amen. And they tell you they don't want you changing no windows. Amen. And going in there talking about you're gonna change the way the house look. Amen. You can only do that if you get authority from the owner. Somebody say praise the Lord. So we need to respect the owner of the building. Who is the owner of our bodies? God is. Somebody say, according to this text, God is the owner. And it is where he stay at. Look what he said. It say, what know ye not, verse 19 again, that your body is the temple of the what? Holy Ghost. The word temple mean body. It's the house. We are at one in Christ temple tonight. We are in the building. Amen. The Holy Ghost stays in the temple. Know ye not that your body, somebody say your body. No, point to somebody else, say your body is where God dwells. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is what? In you. Who's in you? The Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is God. Amen? Now, let's go. Which you have of God, and you are not your what? Own. Amen? Pay attention to me. You are not your own, right? So according to this text, God is the owner of your body, and it is where he stays inside you. Then he says in verse 20 how he owned you. You are bought at a what? Price. Verse 20, for you are bought with a price. God bought the building. I don't know where the building was at. The building was probably an auction somewhere. Amen. Wherever he found you at, he bought you. You was messed up, all zooted up, all crazy looking, living any kind of way. God seen you and said, I want that building right there. Each one of us, God has paid for us. And what did he pay for you with? With his precious blood. He bought us. We've been bought with a price. Somebody say, God bought us. Amen. Look at verse 20. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, since God bought you with a price, therefore you need to what? Glorify God in your body. In other words, what he's saying is, you need to give God, you need to let your body give glory to God. You need to glorify God with your body. In other words, don't use your body any kind of way. Don't go around doing anything with your body so somebody can look and say, that belonged to God. Look at what's happening with God's property. That's God. So you say, therefore, you need to glorify God in your what? With your body. Somebody say, glorify God. In other words, you need to let people see the God in you. I say, you need to let people see the God in you. When people look at you, they ought to see that something that God owned, and they ought to see that it just look like something God owned. It looked like something God owned. Amen. You don't want to be walking around doing any kind of thing and somebody say, that's God's body there. That's God. That's the creator. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. And so let me what I'm going to here is something different here tonight that many of you probably don't even think about. But in America, one of the things they're doing, and not only America, but in Buffalo, New York, right now, in Western New York, in New York State, matter of fact, New York State and New York City, they are getting ready to legalize recreational marijuana. They're going to legalize recreational marijuana, not just medical marijuana, but they are getting ready, and they're at the point of doing it, and they're talking about it like crazy. Amen. And they let everybody know, we're going to do this whether you like it or not. We done made our mind up. In other words, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. I don't care who come up against it. I don't care who say something. We're going to legalize. People can smoke marijuana and don't go to jail for it. You laughing, ain't you? You smoke marijuana? I hope not. Amen. But it's going to be trouble. Listen to me, people. It's going to be trouble. Don't y'all think this stuff just going to fall right in line. Amen. I'm 100%, I'm saying this on radio, I am 100% against doing this. And I don't know what you are. And I'm not going to worry about what other people are. But I'm making my statement on Radio Live, amen, that I am 100%, mama, against legalizing recreational marijuana. I ain't talking about medical. But I'm talking about recreational. Recreation means what? We know when you go. When I was doing time in prison, we going to rec. That means we going to work out. We going to have some fun. We going to play some ball. We going to do something. Well, recreation with marijuana is going to have some fun with it. Do whatever you want to do. That's what it make you do. Let me finish here. You can ask me in a minute. I might put you in this sermon. But in a minute, you pretty smart young kid. How old are you? 14. You know anybody that smoke marijuana? No, well, I can't talk to you because you don't act like you know nobody. All right, because I know you know people. Come on. Let be quiet. All right, let me go a little further here. You got to be real here when you're talking to me, all right? Don't be getting in the conversation if you're going to lie. All right? Tell the truth. You don't. Good. That's good for you. Okay. All right. I'm 100% against doing legalized recreation marijuana, because God says, let's look at another scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's go back a little bit. We was in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm telling you why I'm against it. It's one of the reasons why I'm against it. I've got a lot of reasons why I'm against it, but this is one of the main reasons here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 17. He says it again, almost the same thing he said there in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 19 and 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of what? Of God. They go the same thing, right? And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. So the Spirit of God lives in you. Look what he says in verse 17. If any man, any woman, any boy, any girl, I don't care who you are, teenager, kid, adult, grandmama, mama, daddy, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Oh my God, that ought to make you think right now, what are you doing with your temple? I mean, people don't really take that serious. And they wondering why they sick, why they go, what's happening to them, this happening to them. God said my word said that if you destroy my temple, I'm going to destroy you. Because that's what defile means. Defile means to destroy. So God is saying, if you destroy my temple, if you defile my temple, him shall God destroy. For temple of God is what? Holy. You can't put no foul stuff in God's body. Amen. Which temple are you? Which you belong to. That's if you're saved tonight. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. Smoking weed will defile the temple of God. Smoking marijuana will defile the temple of God. Not only smoking, but to drink it too. Oh, all that defiles this temple. All that alcoholic stuff. That's why I don't do none of it. I clean it up. I used to do it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. But when God come in your life and change you, he changes you. Amen. Somebody say, God changed me, but I'm still doing the same thing. Don't look like you changed. The change will show on the outside. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Mark chapter 7. Look at Mark chapter 7. We're talking about defile. He said, if anybody defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Right? Defile means to what? Destroy. It means to corrupt. It means to make corrupt. It means to destroy. God said, if you corrupt my temple, I'm going to destroy you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Look at Mark chapter 7 now. Let me try to get there. Mark chapter 7. Matthew, Mark chapter 7. Look at verse 21. Verse 21. We're talking about defile now. When he say, when somebody defile my temple, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to defile you. I'm going to destroy you. Mark chapter 7, verse 21. Look what it says here. It says here, from within, out of the heart of men, proceeds evil thoughts. Right? Where do it come from? Evil thoughts come? Out of the what? Out of the heart. Adultery, where it come from? Out of the heart. Fornication, where it come from? Out of the heart. Murders, where it come from? Out of the heart. Verse 32, theft, stealing, it comes from out of the heart. Covetousness, wanting what everybody else got, being jealous of people, come out of the heart. Wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. Verse 23, all these evil things come from within and defile the man. So it's not just smoking weed that defile. All this other stuff defiles you too. And God said, if you defile my temple, him shall God destroy. I put smoking weed on the same category as murder. I put it on the same category as fornication. I'm putting it right there. I'm putting it where it belongs at. And people say, no, I'm calling my reverend, you wrong. You crazy. No, you're crazy. Amen. Cigarettes destroy your temple. Now tell me it don't. Tell me cigarettes don't destroy you. Sure it do. It gives you cancer. It's on the pack. And it costs $10, $12 a pack. How are you going to pay $10 to $12 a pack for cigarettes? You can save that money and save $100 every time you buy a pack. All you got to do is 10 times what? 10 is 100, right? 10 packs, you just saved $100. Cigarettes destroy what? The temple, your temple. It destroys your body. Marijuana will also destroy your temple. If cigarettes destroy, you don't think marijuana going to do the same thing? Come on, man. It could also cause danger to the reproductive system. We're talking about marijuana. It can cause danger to your reproductive system. You may not get physically addicted to it sometimes, but guess what? But you will get psychologically addicted. Now, I say you don't get physically addicted because some people smoke it and they say, well, I can go without it if I want to. But psychologically in your mind, as soon as you get some money, you're thinking about it. But you ain't doing like heroin and like cocaine. You ain't sweating and throwing up and all that stuff. But psychologically, you'll say, man, I got to get some weed. Where the weed house at? Where the weed man at? Talk to me. Talk to me, somebody. They go, one, he know what I'm talking about. You don't smoke, do you, Tony? Sure you do. He's trying to quit. Sure. Now, I'll talk to him. I'll talk to him because he's going to be real. He ain't going to lie because he know the real deal. Amen. See, you can get help when you be real. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Glory to God. They are now trying, all on the news, listen to this. They are now trying to stop youth from smoking e-cigarettes. You know them things they smoke, the pipes like, and they smoking all day. And they blowing everything out of whatever. Evaporated cigarette. They call them e-cigarettes. You know what they found out? That it's just as it gives you cancer quicker than the regular nicotine does. They done found that out. So they're now they're trying to go into the schools and educate the kids and stop the kids from smoking these cigarettes, mama. They're trying to stop it now. You come on, talk to me. They talk to me. But you know who's going to be smoking this weed? Red in his hood. Y'all going to be going crazy over it. Not y'all, but you know people. Somebody say praise the Lord. E-cigarettes, they are finding out that it's worse than cigarettes. Marijuana will cause and enslave the mind. I say it will cause and enslave the mind. It will control your mind, your thinking. It will have you doing crazy stuff, going doing stuff, thinking all crazy stuff. Have you seeing different stuff? Have your mind just going round and round and round and round? And you're talking about, my God, look, come on, talk to me. I see people come to church all weeded up. I can see it now. Coming to church. Well, it's legal. It's legal. Not God didn't legalize it. God didn't legalize it. God said, if you destroy my temple, I'm going to destroy you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Consumption of marijuana could cause an impact on the development of teenagers' brains. Parents, don't let your kids get caught up in this nonsense. Don't let your children get caught up in it. Everything that the government does, we go along with it. Come on, talk. It's all about the money, baby. It's all about the Benjamin. Are you getting any money are you getting any money from them legalizing the Nimba game? No, you just spend money. You go there and buy the lotto and take five, take four. They got all kinds of stuff. Take three, take two, take one. Take your money. And they and they making billions, mama. And they say they give some of the money to schools so they can back up the school. But they ain't giving your people none. The same way it's going to happen with marijuana. Same people going to get rich. Same people going to get the money. And you ain't getting nothing. And all these people riding around, they thinking, well, this is going to be a good chance for us to get some money. The economy going to go up. We're going to open up some marijuana stores. They ain't going to let you open up no marijuana. You crazy. Did you open up a Nimba store yet? Did you open up a lotto store yet? Why you ain't open up a lotto store? It's legal. Because they put something on it where you cannot go in that area. They're getting ready to build this $2 billion factory downtown in the, what's the name of the area down there? Downtown? The new place they got? No, downtown. Canal side. They're getting ready to build this new $2 billion factory down there. Marijuana factory. It's going to be up class, too. It's going to be top of the line. And they say Buffalo going to be on top of the map. Buffalo is going to be on top of the map. Oh, my God. And then they're trying to say that. They're trying to say, and I'm going to let Tony talk to you on this. They're trying to say that one of the reasons why we wanted to legalize it, because a lot of people is in jail for marijuana. I've been going to jails for 30 years. I done been in jail and done time for 17 years. I go in there right now and teach Bible study. For 30 years, I've been in the jails. And I ain't never had nobody told me they was there for marijuana. Not one time. You know anybody was in there for marijuana, brother? You do? One person? Two people? Not a whole lot, right? You know, they're making it look like it's so big. They're making it look like it's so big. They don't even lock you up for marijuana these days. That's right. Come on, talk to me. They give them an opportunity to search your car and do stuff, but they don't lock you up just for marijuana. So why y'all trying to make it look like that it's going to change things for everybody? That so many people ain't going to be getting locked up no more. That's the trick of the enemy. I say that's the trick of the enemy. Tell her, Tony. Huh? When you was out to Erie County, was anybody there in your block locked up for marijuana?
No.
Not one person. If they were, they hiding it. Now, if you locked up, maybe locked up for big quantity, a house full of it in your basement. They coming at you then. And even when it gets legalized, they're coming at you now. You think, well, it's legalized now. I can go grow me some. They say, okay, you grow some all right. You can't grow nothing because we taxing everything. Somebody say, praise the Lord. My God. God is right. Consumption of marijuana would destroy your prospective eyesight. It would destroy your eyesight. You driving, and they trying to say, nobody accidents went down because people are smoking marijuana in certain places. They telling us all kind of lies. Amen. Huh? It drives you to financial gain. Consumption of marijuana drives you to financial gain. What that mean? That means that you got to get money to get it. And so if you ain't working no job, where you getting the money from? Come on, talk to me. If you ain't got no job, where you gonna get the money from to buy it? What they selling now? Tony, we off the air. We off the air. And so you only talking to them. We off the air, right? Yeah, we off the air. How much marijuana costs now? You get it for any price?
Yeah.
Like $5?
$5, $10, $20.
$10. Less you can get it for.
That's it, $5, no lower.
$5 and lower. No lower than $5. You can get it for $5, $10, what else? What the highest you can get?
Man, you could get for thousands.
Thousands?
That's it.
Okay. Huh? $32,000, you get what? What you get for $32,000? A key? A pound, okay. All right. Now, check it out, people. Check it out, people. Listen to me. If you get hooked on this stuff, psychologically, you're going to have money to buy it. So you think that you got crime going on now? If they legalize it, you're going to get hooked more because now you're smoking it more than you smoked it before. I disagree with this legalizing recreational marijuana. It's going to cause people to do more crimes. And I actually think personally, when I do homicide education, I think the homicide is going to go up. Because you know what it does? It taints your mind and it makes you think different than normally mind. In other words, it gives you courage to do stuff that you normally would not do. When your mind was clear. I can see now people, and Tony probably can back this up right here, because we ain't on the air, he can back this up. I can see now that guys going around spraying neighborhoods and stuff. I bet you they weed it up.
What
you think? Yeah. Sure it is. And they listening to the music and they all high. They rob elders too. Mama gonna tell you that part. Mama know that much. So it caused more crime. It's gonna bring more crime, people. It's gonna bring more crime. God is right. Every man is a liar. They all lying. God is right. Let God be right. Let everybody be a liar. Now I don't know where they're gonna come after me after this. But I'm standing up for it. I'm standing up for what's right. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Nobody won't speak up. Where's the church? Where's the church? Where's the church at on this stuff? Ain't nobody saying a thing. We all quiet. Just like what you call it when something's so quiet you can. How about my mosquito? We ain't gonna talk about no mouse. You can hear a mosquito land on this right here. That's how quiet it is. Not just in this church. I'm talking about in the church as a whole. I'm talking about the church in America. The church is not saying nothing. They ain't saying nothing about that. They ain't saying nothing about same-sex marriage. They ain't saying nothing about a lot of stuff. Abortion, they ain't saying nothing about abortion. They ain't saying a thing. This new thing that Cuomo just came out with. What is it? You can go up, you can have abortion up to what? Up to what age? Huh? Right up to birth. That's a new law just came out, right? Are y'all hearing it? They just bringing this stuff out. This is new stuff. This is what people are concerned about with the Democrats, y'all. Y'all don't know. I ain't trying to hide nothing. That's why they running. That's why these Democrats are all getting in. They are so hooked up to doing stuff the way they want to do it. They think they can get the people. They think this is what the people want. Get the people what they want. We had a lady that's running for president. One of the Democrat ladies running for president. And I'm glad I ain't on the air because I don't want to kill her. You know? But she was on a radio talk show, and they asked her, did you ever smoke marijuana? You know what she said? Yeah. She said, I smoked it. She said, my mother and father is from Jamaica. What you think? I said, oh my God, she running for president and talking like that? You seen that, right? She's running for president and talking like that. That is crazy out of the head. Are you that bad want to be president that you're going to talk like that? Like you make it like marijuana is so, you know, ain't nothing wrong with it. And then they got this other stuff. Well, you know, God made it. He come from the seed. He made that. He didn't make it till you get high off of. What he made to get high off of, that's what he wants us to do. Y'all want to walk around all about a high off of marijuana. That's why God put the marijuana plant there. No, he made it maybe for medical use. He made it for other things, but not just to get high and have fun and be zooted all up and spending all your money and not being able to go to work. All up every day you got to be marijuana up. God made the opiate seed, didn't he? Opiate? Cocaine? Did he make that? Does that grow? Does cocaine grow from the ground? Who made that? God did. Is that all right to you? Let us use everything. Dude. Might as well go all the way. Come on, stop locking us up for snorting cocaine now. Let us smoke all the crack we want. I wouldn't be surprised they started okay. And we just okay with it. Oh, it's all right. At least we ain't going to jail no more. You ain't going to jail, but you're losing your life. You're losing your mind. You ain't getting nowhere. Somebody say it's time to straighten it out. Time to stop it. It's all about the money. It's all about the mighty dollar. And I'm sorry, politicians, they down with it. They are down with it. All they want to do, they gonna get them some. They invested in the stocks and everything. What kind of motive? Ulterior motive. They got. You ain't got no money to invest in no stocks, so you ain't gonna get none of the stock money. The people ain't getting nothing. And if they catch you open up a house, we gonna lock you up because you ain't paying taxes on it. And we said we weren't going to lock nobody up for marijuana no more, but we're going to lock you up, though. See? Huh? Sure. That's what's going to happen. Y'all can talk now. Anybody want to discuss like they do? Yes, right here. And get jobs because they started young and you're okay and their minds are already tainted. The minds are all messed up. Well, we can't fall for this trick. We can't fall for it. We got to stand up. What you want to say, young man? Nothing. Okay. We can't fall for this. We cannot fall for it. And I'll start talking about it. Let people know I don't agree with this marijuana thing. Stop being quiet. And our legislators and all these people, they the one pushing it. They the one pushing it. Amen. Somebody say, what's my title? Anybody remember my title? Respect the will of the owner of the building. That's God. He owns your property. He owns your body. He owns you. Respect him. Don't defile the temple of God. Somebody say, defile not the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can stop if you want to. Because it's not, is it habit form of Tony? Is it habit form of? You getting a different mindset. We know that, definitely. What about, do you got to have it every day?
Well, no, you don't.
All right. But you say you trying to stop. Well, why are you trying to if you ain't got to have it?
Because I'm addicted to it.
You see, he said the same thing, y'all. You see what he said? He's addicted to it. So the addiction means you got to have it. You don't want to have it, right. But they trying to say it's not addicted. And I've got a kid right here telling you right here. How old are you, Tony? 17? 18? 19? He done grew up 20 years old. He done grew up right in our nose. We remember he was here since he was a baby. I still got him 17. He 20 years old. But the thing about it, did y'all hear what he just said? He said, I am addicted. And they trying to tell you it's not addiction. It's not habit former. I'm telling you what the kids will tell you. The people out there using it, if they would be real and tell the truth, they would tell you that it's habit former. Yes, sir.
If you smoke cigarettes,
It destroys your lungs. Yes. Look, you lung cancer. Amen. It destroys your inside. And if you marijuana does the same identical thing, and it does it worse than cigarette smoke. Yes, sir. It does everything to your inside of your body. It destroys you. Never want to smoke. Stay away from it. Stay away from it. That's the key. Stay away. Everybody raise your right hand and say, stay away. Say, young people, don't get caught up in it. Don't get caught up in it. Not everybody doing it just because they doing it. You doing it too. You're going to get caught up. They going to jail. You going to jail too. You follow everybody else. You got to be leaders around here. Somebody say, praise the Lord. All right, give the Lord a big hand. Cut that thing off down there for me. Amen. Bless God. Thank y'all for hearing me tonight, all right? Bless God. These things need to be talked about. We can't do this stuff behind closed doors. We got to let it be out. We got to talk about it. Because the only way people are going to know about it is if somebody say something. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for your word tonight. And God, we understand your word. Your word is true. And everybody else is a lie. You said the body is the temple of God. You say our bodies belong to you. You bought us with a price. You paid for us, God. And you say, glorify God with your body. We need to glorify you. We need to honor you. Make you look good with our bodies. When people see our body, they see you because you live on the inside of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, have your way. Let your will be done tonight, God. Bless these thy people, God. Strengthen them, God. Give them wisdom, God. Give them understanding. Let them talk to their children, God. Let the parents not get involved in that stuff, too. Father, we pray, Father God, that you would help. Help this country, Lord God. Help us right now. And we give you all the praise and glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen, amen. And amen. Found someone with a heart? Okay. Carolyn, that's her daughter. That's her daughter, Carolyn. Let's pray for her right now. Father, we lift up Carolyn in prayer right now, Mother McKing's daughter. God, you know her, man. You know what she's dealing with, this heart affliction, this heart problem. Whatever that organ is, whatever causing that organ not to work properly, God. God, we pray, Father God, you would intervene. Touch that organ, God. If you can renew it, God, renew the organ. Replace it, God. God, heal it right now. Bring healing to that organ, God. In the name of Jesus, we love you, God. We praise you. We magnify you, God. We have your way, God. We lift up Carolyn right now, God. We lift up her family as a whole. God, move in her behalf. Give the doctors wisdom, God, as they check her out. To find out exactly what's wrong. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking for good results. We're looking for a good report on this, God. God, you say, ask and you shall receive. You say, pray for the sick and they shall recover. We're praying for her right now. In the name of Jesus. We are the body of Christ. We are the body. Amen. We are the body. These mouths belong to you. Our speech belong to you. Our tongue belong to you. And we speak good health. We speak health right now on everybody in here tonight. Every person in here, we speak health right now. We speak well-being right now in the name of Jesus. He said, by his stripes, you heal. In the name of Jesus, be healed right now. Be healed, whatever problem you got. Be healed right now. Loved ones and family members, be healed right now. Anybody you think about right now, I say, be healed. Who you think about, let it be healed right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We glorify you. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand clap, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's take up our offering. Let you go home. Amen. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. So shall I be free from my enemy. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Get your offering up in the air. Hold it up in the air for me. Repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I am a cedar. I give. When I can give to the ministry, bless this ministry, God, as it stand for righteousness and for what's right. In Jesus' name, put your covering over this ministry. Bless it, God. Bless God. We give you all the glory, all the honor and praise. Come on up, bring it up, bring you put your offering in there in Jesus' name. You got your offering in your pocket? Where's it at? You have a 20s. Okay, go ahead on. Check it out. Bless you, sir. Bless you. Bless you, mama. All right. God bless you. Put it right in there. Amen. 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 Bless you, sir. God bless you. Turn everything off today?
No.
Huh?
Yeah.
I need to go down there and check on you?
I guess so.
I have to.
You can never go wrong.
That's right. Yeah, I got a check behind you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Any announcements? Anybody know anybody on the praise team? They changed their time to 8 o'clock on Saturdays, 8 o'clock p.m., they rehearsal now at 8 because they don't want to be coming down here and Larry can't get here till a certain time. He get caught up in the barbershop And sometimes he don't get here on time. They be sitting here for 2-3 hours waiting. So they decided to wait till you just get off. Amen. Didn't have a rehearsal. This Sunday is, got two services this Sunday. First service starts at regular time. And then after service, we're going to have dinner here. We got dinner here, free of charge. You don't have to buy a thing. You don't have to pay nothing for it. Come and eat some good dinner. And then we're going to have the second service right after dinner. Right after dinner, we're going to have the second service. That's mother. That's mama. Put it in my hand. Father, in Jesus' name, bless our mother, God, as she seed into this ministry. Been doing it ever since for years, God. At least 4 or 5 years she's been seeding into this ministry. When she see me, she give me seeds. And God, she's sending her seeds. God, bless her, God. Continue to strengthen her body and strengthen her family. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, God bless you. Yep. Listen up. So this Sunday we got dinner right after service. And then as soon as dinner over, we come back upstairs and have our second service. And we're dealing with Black History Month. Amen. We're going to be talking about some things about Black history. Some people are going to be doing some skits. People going to be singing. Family is going to be doing stuff, all right? Now, we're going to be wearing African gear. If you don't got African gear, wear what you got. It's all right. Amen. Just wear what you got. We ain't hung up on that, all right? Amen. We're not hung up on that. Amen. Wear what you got. Just don't stay home because we want to see your face in the place. Amen. We're looking forward to have a good time this Sunday. We have two services on fourth Sunday. We don't do it but one Sunday a month. Amen. So we need to just enjoy the fellowship and enjoy the relationships, the praise and worship services and enjoying God, all right? And so we're looking for you to come out on Sunday in flying colors. Be ready. Amen. All right. Is there any other announcements need to be made? All right. Let's stand to our feet. Glory to God. Good to see some of the people in the house tonight. Friday night is the night that y'all want to come out. I think I'm going to start shutting down on Wednesday because y'all don't want to come out Wednesday anyway. So I'm going to start shutting down. I'll let you know what I'm going to do Sunday. I may start shutting down Wednesday, Mama, so that we can get a break, too. They taking breaks, so we can take breaks, too. Sure. Might as well. Why are we going to let them take all the breaks and we got to come out? Go see that. Go back. Y'all can go in the back now. You can go in the back now. Go in the back, man. You can go in the back now. Yeah. Amen. So I may announce it Sunday until the summer. Then when the summer come in, we do the go to the river. We have Bible study at the river, which is, everybody like that because it's real cool down and it's hot. Amen. So we may just shut down. We just come out Friday night. Y'all have, you know, Sunday and Friday. That'll be good. Amen. You look forward to Friday night that way. But I still have some people come out on Wednesday night, but not a many. Amen. And so we may shut it down. Yes. I'll be on Facebook Live every Sunday. Yeah, you ain't my friend. You catch it. You catch the Sunday broadcast. All do. They'll go on my page. Am I your friend? I don't know. You need to look and see. Who? Michael. What Grant? Yeah, I'm his friend. But that don't mean you my friend because I'm his friend. Yeah. Well, where your phone at? You got your phone there? All right, let somebody check and see if I'm your friend. Give it to, you know how to check it? You do want to get home? Okay. All right. Friend me. Give me your name, I'll friend you, all right? But if you already my friend, you got to friend me. If you already. You ever see my stuff on there anytime? I'm on there all out. Well, dear, you my friend. All right, we will start going live on Friday night. You want to go live on Friday nights? You be here. Wednesday, we'll start going live on Wednesday. We're going to shut it down for a minute, though, all right? You go live, people stay home and listen in live. They ain't got to come out. That ain't all right. I want them here. Yeah, right. Praise God. Don't worry about it. We're gonna be all right. But I think I'm live. I'm already live on every Sunday. Every Sunday, my Sunday message is live. Oh, he, Grant is on there 3 times a day. You know, that's his ministry. God gave him that. God didn't give me that. I got to go where God give me. Amen. Yeah. I don't do stuff called other people do it. Amen. But I'm on Sundays, and then we on television. You watch the television broadcast? You got cable? Huh? Verizon? Yeah, we on Verizon. Channel 1302, right? Oh, you got fire. Fire. What you call it, fire or fire? Files. Oh, you can't get cable on there. Okay. Specifically Spectrum, yeah, okay, all right, no problem. Everybody raise your right hand. Say, Father, I thank you for paying the price for my body. My body belonged to you, not to cancer, not to any sickness. My body belonged to God. Anything that comes in my body must get permission from God and from me. And I will not let you in. And God definitely not going to let you in. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for paying the price for me with your blood. Amen. Amen. Bless the offering, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Continue to destroy themselves. We're going to keep legalizing stuff for them to